The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
No, you're right.
It's episode 864 BC, guys. It's kind of a.
You have the right to free speech.
It's kind of a going away party for old Grant Cook, baby. That's right. The return of Grant Cook. His sophomore appearance, as they say. On regular episodes. And he's got a bit of a Philly connection. I don't know how much Philly Brian Rose got in him, but there's something there. Anyway, we talk a little bit about that. Make sure that if you're in the Philadelphia area, you look up the Philly's Funniest, something like that. Just search stand-up comedy Philly. Anyway, those guys will be there, so be square. Go see them. Also, coming up this weekend, our third... Our fourth chair, Jared Helfer. The return of the great, one of our most regular guys, dude. As always, tell a friend if you like the podcast. Word of mouth is the best kind, you know what I mean? So, head down to Millvale Music Festival, which Jared will be hosting a stage this weekend. I believe it might be the 18th, but definitely 19th and 20th. I believe he is for sure hosting a stage in the... I say 20th and... Millvale. Anyway, it's music festival. It's summer. It's great, right? Get out there, guys. Spring has sprung. And there's sunshine every once in a while in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? So without any further ado, let's get into what we call Yin's Kladka, episode 864 BC, with Grant Cook, Brian Rowe, and Jared Helfer.
But you're a White Claw kind of fella.
I am, but I'm off the sauce. I'm riding the motorcycle.
Oh, just today. So yeah. Not like a...
Well, no. I don't know. I'll try to go as long as I can, but...
Hey,
summertime fucking madness, dude.
Damn.
Summertime.
I rode a motorcycle last night.
Wow. Where'd you go?
Did you guys not go to... Anything you want to get away? Or...
No.
No.
Oh, that means you didn't...
I didn't see any of you, but I did go.
You didn't get your White Claw with a shot of vodka in it?
No. That's a classic, though, dude.
I know.
You get a pint glass, she puts a shot of vodka in there. Little ice, gives you a White Claw, you pour it in a glass, boom.
Damn, what That's do you call nice. That sucker?
Oh, boy, what do they call that?
Sorority sister special.
We can't say it on here.
No. Bros something?
Bros on a boat.
Klodka?
Klodka's good. Klodka's good.
That's very Russian.
Klodka.
Klodka.
Klodka. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Either one, you know. And then, I mean, I'll let you not do White Claw if you don't want to. You know, it could be, what do they call those? Trulies?
Oh, yeah.
No. You don't want to do
that. You don't want to do that.
White Claw is the best.
Trulies like the android of seltzer, dude. When you show up with a Truly, people are like, do you have a green bubble?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
You are
How am I supposed to react to this?
We're a White Claw party.
We're a White Claw family.
Yeah.
That's the group chat for White Claw. That was us. No, I do like a White Claw because I'm on keto, which is double gay, so now I have to fucking drink water.
Out of a glass thing. You don't want the BPAs in your blood.
Fuck no, dude. I'm thinking about putting a super water filter system on this house. You know what I mean?
That was not English to me.
Basically,
but
yeah.
Super water filter?
Super water filter system. It was so fast.
It's like super.
It took me by surprise, yeah.
You guys don't know about the water, dude?
Say What's that. A super
I'm turning the frog's gay, dude. You
Turn the frog's gay.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of gay frog videos.
I mean, the French have
you
always been kind of...
shop at enough Chinese food markets, you'll see some gay frog shit, dude.
Yeah, because one of my favorite things... Like, I think
I'm telling you, dude.
Frogs are supposed to...
Go down to many more. They'll show you some frogs.
The Bible says frog is man and woman, you know?
What?
The Bible says sex between frogs is between man frogs and women frogs.
It does say, see, the frogs have a loophole here. It says that thou frog shalt not lie with another frog that doesn't bull or something like that. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah.
But essentially, the frogs figured out how to change their sex, so now they can lay with whoever they want.
What book was that in?
That's fucking awesome.
Amphibians 27, I believe.
No, Ribidus.
Hermaphrodites or something. Like
Hermaphrodites, yeah, dude. Fucking A.
Job like Toad.
Job the toad. No, that's just nothing. But you tried, and you know what?
Okay,
it's like the great Matt.
It didn't feel good coming out. Sometimes it feels good coming out. That one was like, it's what do we got?
The frogs have an easier time coming out than the toads, I think, is what we were discussing, right?
It's true. Toads are homophobic, I think, was the whole point of
that's
the
why
thing,
they hide in the mud.
Because they could change sexes, and they choose not to, dude.
Wait, is that true that toads can...
The toads are homophobic.
No, frogs can.
Yeah. If they're over 18.
Is that true? The toads are homophobic. I've been playing Mario Brothers all wrong, dude.
There's some really judgmental parents.
I thought that guy was a mushroom head.
Cause... Your princess is in the next castle, you fucking queer. That's what he's...
Yeah, it is true.
Now grab my flagpole. Right. That kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I sort of know.
You do know?
Yeah.
It's like the that swung on and a miss for you, that is to say, is like the
baseball,
great,
huh?
Matt Damon once said that the great Ben Affleck once said, he goes, judge me by my good ideas, not by my bad ideas.
That's pretty
deep for a guy from Boston.
Yeah, it's pretty wise.
And
for
then
a
they
guy.
Wrote whatever that hunting movie is.
Yeah, Goodwill Hunting.
Deer Hunter, yeah. That's
it's not your fault. Now put this gun in your mouth.
What are the odds? What are the odds it's in there?
I'd watch those dudes in Vietnam.
You think the shit's easy for me?
I'm surprised that was never a thing. Because we're both of them
Goodwill
in,
Deer Hunting, yeah.
In
Goodwill Deer Hunting. He's looking at a deer that's like a mile away, calculating. Like he's like a sniper for the Marines.
Yeah, it actually kind of works, yeah.
Ben Affleck in Saving Private Ryan? Because Matt Damon is Private Ryan.
Ben Affleck.
Right?
No. He's probably in that Band of Brothers.
Like, no one's good at...
Everybody's in that.
Oh, he was in Pearl Harbor also.
A classic.
Yeah, we had that. It's like three VHS.
It's a little bit.
We had that.
That's right up there with Biker Boys, dude. Pearl Harbor.
Classic cinema.
Yeah, that's a thick... You get like, three VHS.
Yeah. It makes it look like you're like well-read, you know? So,
yeah.
Like, you have like a whole bookshelf full of... Because we had the box set of the original Star Wars trilogy.
Okay, yeah.
So those side by side, it looks like they look like books, kind of.
Yeah,
you're pseudo smart. Plus, smart people, when they figure it out, they still respect Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? He's not that smart, but he does have good taste in sci-fi.
Yeah. Smart adjacent.
Smart adjacent. That's my whole existence.
All right, here's a question. If you had to choose between the Alien saga and Star Wars saga, which one do you choose?
To live in?
We'll go with that.
To live in, definitely Star Wars.
Well, aliens, they're both aliens entirely in space, right?
Some of it's on Earth.
Some of it's on some weird planets. They have aliens versus Predator.
Yeah.
That's all crossover stuff that counts for aliens, you know what I mean?
Is Predator on Earth?
Predator's almost always on Earth.
Okay.
Where else does he go?
So that's another thing. If you're in alien world, you have to deal with predators. That's a sidebar, you know what I mean?
Did they? I've never seen any of the Predator movies, I don't think.
You've made a few Predator movies.
Well, I don't want to talk about that on air. But yes, you can check them out.
Who did you think you were coming here to meet, Brian?
It was a 19-year-old alien fan. He said he was 19. Grant Cook shaved, so I assumed it was him.
Yeah.
I'm 12. The youngest podcast guest.
Mm-hmm. Wait, think about this. Mostly, it's peaceful in the Predator universe. They seem to be very localized. You know what I mean?
Or an alien.
Alien, Predator, now they're the same universe. So
yeah, that's true.
But you very rarely are being hunted down.
Well, unless you're...
It's like terrorism. You're like, you know it's out there, but you're still going to the grocery store. The odds of there being an alien or a Terminator.
Yeah, you're not the target most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the Predator goes after, like, it's looking for, like, the strongest.
Yes.
So I don't think that I'm in the running there.
You know, now that you say it, you're right. I am in a lot more trouble than I thought in this. Yeah.
It would have to kill billions, maybe a billion people before it gets to me.
You. Yeah, maybe. You've got time to sit on the couch. Yeah.
You can watch the next movie.
Yeah. You know, and then when that happens, traffic.
But what if it's like the movie The One?
It sounds great, honestly.
You ever seen the movie The One with Jet Li?
Yes.
What if it's like that, where the Predator has to start at the bottom?
and work his way up to the most powerful predator. You ever seen that movie?
No.
It's fun.
Is that the one where he fights Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No. That's the what's that guy?
No, that's Game of Death.
Bruce Lee.
Okay.
Yeah,
Bruce Lee.
That's Bruce Lee.
Oh, I got them. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, sorry to the Asian community. They aren't even spelled the same.
Have you
racist?
Had?
I thought one of them is.
Have you had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar yet?
Yeah, on the.
That seems like it would be a Ben and Jerry's fucking thing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They've been trying for years.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. DeBar's in there somewhere, right?
It's just
almonds DeBar or something.
No, the cream.
It's melted,
yeah, cream
with
almonds.
Heath bar in it.
Candy bars. I don't know. Anyway.
Ooh, candy bars.
Who's the dream guest for you on the podcast?
Well, Milo Yiannopoulos, obviously.
Okay.
You gotta get the big guns out of
Milo in the garage.
The guy, the great one who said the frogs were gay. What's his name?
Alex Jones.
You got him. Tucker, clearly. He's now looking for opening
work.
He's a free agent. He's looking for work, guys. You know what? And we'll have the other guy from CNN on, too.
Okay.
Don Lemon.
Dude, we'll have him on at the same time. I bet they would get along.
That'd be amazing.
Come on, guys. You know, put it out the word. You're out there, Reggie's. You know somebody at CNN.
Yeah. And
pull
Sky.
His file.
And Skywalker.
It's Skywalker.
Yeah. He's infiltrated all of it.
Don Lemon, Alex Jones, Sky. But
this week we have Don Lemon and Predator.
So good.
I'd listen.
Yeah.
For Sky, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd listen a little bit.
I wouldn't make it through the whole episode.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hard one to make it through.
Just the clips.
Mm-hmm. I got drugged down a rabbit hole today. I was listening to every year Ari Shaffir does a State of the Union with what's his name from Legion of Skanks,
Dave Smith.
Yeah, it's a 5-hour podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, Dave Smith knows way too much about politics.
Is it actually about politics for 5 hours?
Oh yeah, because Dave. Well, I don't know. I haven't finished it, but he's like big into the libertarian movement or whatever. So
okay.
So like, it rages on and on. And Ari is hilarious because he doesn't give a fuck about anything. Anyway, yeah.
I'm an expert.
As long as
I'm trying to wash my brain of that.
Yeah.
I know.
I didn't know. I got sucked into the Carlos Mencia thing.
What's that?
Well, when he stole all those jokes.
Rogan got banned from the store.
Ari was a part of that. He like stole one of Ari's jokes. I forget what it was. Now.
So I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
I grew up Orthodox Jewish.
Well, that's the thing.
It's one of the worst Carlos
It was about.
So when we were kids, my mom was always making matzo balls. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But she had the best matzo sauce.
It's crazy.
The joke was like George Bush wants to build a wall across the Mexican border, but who does he think is building the wall?
Right. Who's he going to get to build it?
Yeah. And Mencia was like, how would a Jewish guy come up with that? Blah, blah, blah. Like trying to prove
a
that.
Wall? Yeah. He's like, oh. I don't know. What do Jews know about walls?
Yeah, he starts doing like a Yiddish accent.
Got a few? Yeah.
Name no one walls. Jewish carpenter.
Yeah. No kidding, dude.
There was one.
Yeah, name
they
one.
They got rid of him.
Yeah, like, it's a wall, not a pyramid, okay?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What do you think's going on with those pyramids?
Ancient technology, dude. It's got to be, right?
I don't like it.
They're way too big. Yeah.
I may have already said this, but did you hear that there's a conspiracy theory that there's Egyptian ruins inside the Grand Canyon?
Ooh. No. So
there's pictures of these archaeologists. None of them look them like holding an Egyptian relic. You know what I mean? So it's like questionable. But at the time, they said they discovered this, and then
a sticker that says "I Heart Egypt."
It's a T-shirt.
Cairo was t-shirt. Here.
It's linen.
I went to Cairo, and all I got was this.
Yeah, no. I went.
And now
to
I'm in the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
I went to the Egyptian Grand Canyon, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. Like they had a gift shop, okay? I thought this was proof.
Where can it be, bro?
But these two archaeologists get grants to explore these ancient ruins from the Smithsonian. And then they reapply, and they supposedly were getting good results, like Houston fucking relics, you know, turning them in.
Okay.
And the Smithsonian denies them the additional funding, and then the two of them disappear. And then half of the people that work for them disappear, and the other half deny ever having been involved with it.
Hey.
Oh.
It could have been an ancient Egyptian curse, though, if you thought about
it. Could
that.
Have been, but and then in the 90s, yeah. some couple went, they were like, we're going to find it. So they're just hikers. Breaking the law, trespassing, you know what I mean? Because it's now government sealed down area. And they figured out a way in through a ventilation shaft, and they got in, they said, X number of feet.
There's a ventilation shaft in the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, it was man-made.
It was man-made, yeah.
Way more shocking.
The whole thing is supposed to be like...
It was made in like 1920.
It was the 40s, and they were testing the nukes. Yeah. That's what it was.
They did the Hoover Dam, and they did the Grand Canyon.
No, the Hoover Dam was natural.
Yeah, it was an FDR kind of like...
Yeah, it was a unique asteroid.
Build it back better.
Build back better. That was FDR.
That was FDR.
Yeah. It's a New Deal policy.
Yeah.
Make a Grand Canyon. And goddamn it, we did it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, we can.
That's right.
The Green New Deal is actually going to fill in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. No, they're going to spray paint it green.
Yeah, build back better. It's going to be a Grand Mountain after this. Yeah.
It's going to be a giant skate park. Then,
that would be sick. As hell. Well, they should at least put like a...
there should be parts of it.
Like a sick-ass kind of sick-ass... You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I was going to say roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
Roller coaster, dude. Ooh.
What are other things that are named grand? A baby grand or a grand piano. You know what I mean? So why is it so grand? Just because it's big? Is that the whole point?
Yeah, you could fit it in like a ballroom. That's the stipulation. Like a grand piano.
Are there some grand liquors? Like there's Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier. You sounded really cool when you said that. What language is that?
So French.
Is it French?
I totally would have mispronounced it.
Yeah, for sure I would have.
Grand Marnier.
Martyr. Grand Murder. Give me some of that Grand Mutters.
There definitely is a guy out there who's drinking that all the time.
Yeah, dude. He mixes it with cherry coke. Yeah.
You gotta get that rich.
You know what I mean? If it's a weekday, it's Diet Cherry Coke. You know how it is. He goes nuts on the weekend.
And so this couple got in through a vent shaft.
Yeah, and then they get X number of feet in it, and like it's been filled in with concrete.
In the pyramids? Or?
No, this is in according to the folklore.
Yeah.
And they're 90s couple.
They found,
so
like,
the 90s couple is still alive to testify to this. They say that when you get there, they couldn't find a way in because the entrance is on the side of a cliff. So like
obviously.
The entrance, and it's an underground city.
Okay.
So then they go down at what they find is what they believe is a ventilation shaft, and they start crawling down it, and it's filled in with concrete, dude.
Yeah.
And the whole area you're not supposed to be in because it says there's dangerous rock formations past this point.
Mm. So and ancient aliens who live underground.
That's what I'm saying though, because that's about the only way it could be, right? Or they could have sailed, but man, can you imagine sailing
all the way to get to Arizona?
And then not leave any like evidence except for in the Grand Canyon. You're like, we'll just march across California and all. It's got to be aliens if it's real.
Well, what slaves did they use to build it?
I think the aliens didn't need slaves as much as we think. You know, they gave them jobs so they'd feel important.
Yeah.
And it worked.
You guys are a part of something.
I mean, the pyramids were...
Exactly.
There was a jobs program, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was exactly. The Egyptian New Deal, I believe they called it.
Okay, so...
Every one of those pyramids is a build back better because they get bigger and bigger, you know?
Well, my whole thing is, like, why would they live there? Because...
I think they're flying around in their spaceships, and they're like, what's cool on this planet, dude?
We love deserts.
And like, hey, you got to check out the, you know, the fucking Mount Everest. You got to check out the fucking Nile. Oh, dude, swing by the southwest part of the United States. There's a thing called Grand Canyon. Biggest hole I ever seen, dude.
Okay. Check out the pyramids while you're there.
Yeah, and the aliens are like, do you know what, dude? We do need a summer home, and this Grand Canyon place is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's
and
a nice view. I guess it's like Grand Canyon.
Yeah, but they're
alien fans.
Yeah.
I guess. We just want to hang out there all the time.
They're just big terrestrial fans.
That's the
fans.
Idea?
They're super fans.
Yeah, they're super terrestrial.
They're like
space, we can't be on top of the ground. We got to be surrounded by it.
Yeah, space weaves for Earth, you know?
Yeah, they've been in space so long that the ground is comforting to them, dude.
I feel like, I mean, I never thought about this, but if you're going to live underground, you're going to need ventilation shafts.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
And if you're going to survive, say, an asteroid impact or something, living underground would be pretty convenient.
Yeah.
To have an underground city, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it worked out because whatever happened with the Grand Canyon, I assume that was instantaneous.
Yeah, well, that's where I believe it was Babe Ruth drug his axe when he was walking across the United States that's spreading apple seeds. Yeah.
Yeah. True. Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
I have not. It's one of my regrets. My family actually went together, with minus my dad because he was deployed at the time, and okay. I was busy with work. I was like, I can't.
Oh, you really think it's there?
If I had seen it with my own two, I don't.
I was there. I went there. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It mm-hmm. is beautiful.
Yep.
I was there. I'm on the payroll, Grant. Yeah. I know you're eyeing me up like
you're part of the jobs program, aren't you?
I'm part of the job.
This is the Flat Canyon conspiracy.
Intergalactic jobs program. There?
It's not that grand, people.
I went. Yeah, I went there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do there?
Didn't see shit.
Yeah. I had my eyes closed.
It's just a flat plane. You can believe me.
Knocking on the ground. I think it might
it's
be
like
hollow.
Like that scene in Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. He was like, this is the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That John Denver's full of shit.
Hollyweird man. I did go when I was like young, like too young to appreciate it at all.
A wee babe.
Like I was just like, doesn't seem that grand yeah. to me. Huh?
Yeah,
I'd rather be at home.
Can I go play with my toys? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen better canyons.
Mom, I already saw pictures of the Grand Canyon at the gift shop.
Yeah,
playing my game.
Yeah, exactly.
Back then, we had. I don't know about you, but do you guys remember like the very first electronic games? They were just one game. Mm-hmm. You just held one thing. It was like cards or fishing or something like that, dude.
Yeah.
Or little football type game or baseball.
We had like a firefighter game.
A handheld firefighter.
Yeah. It was like,
so you put out fires.
Yeah. But you like walked, you're like a little disappearing guy who went across the bottom of the screen and like sprayed it with a hose. Something like that.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds erotic, dude.
It was hot.
It was 8-bit porn, dude.
What was it for? Nintendo?
No. I don't know if it was like branded that way.
Okay.
It probably must have been, right? But I don't know.
I wish I could remember the ones I had, dude.
Nintendo had Game & Watch, which is a similar concept, right?
I don't know, but in Watch?
Game & Watch?
Game & Watch.
Is a character in Smash Bros.
Yeah,
that's
how
the only
way I know
exactly. Oh, really? Okay. But you, I assume, had a game in your watch.
No, it wasn't a watch. It was like,
that's very misleading.
His name is Mr. Game & Watch. I don't know what he watches. Yeah. They never specified.
But he watches the Grand Canyon. He's a protector.
It's like an early Twitch adapter, I think. Game and what? Never mind.
Ooh. Oh, I see. Ooh. Yeah. That.
No, I'm talking. I don't know.
Are you gonna, do you want to go to the Grand Canyon?
Should we go now?
I would love to go. You guys want to chase fuck off tonight?
Yeah.
Hop on the bike.
That would be so romantic if we all did that together.
Yeah, how long would it take to drive to the Grand Canyon?
We could go to the... I bet it takes like 15 hours or something like that.
I got friends across the country we could stop in at.
It's at least like two straight days.
Ooh, it's mystery pack. What'd you get there?
Ruby grapefruit.
It's one of my favorites. I don't know. Some people on blood pressure medication can't take it, though.
Why is that?
It's something with grapefruits. I don't know.
Oh.
Older people? Anybody?
Do they is
homophobic
it natural?
People?
Older people looking around at the whole table?
The panel. Yeah.
Too much pressure.
Yeah. What? You can't drink a grapefruit?
Someone's heart's going to explode.
It gives you anxiety.
We had a...
go to the Grand Canyon. That took work. That's what I'm talking about.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
Us making the Grand Canyon. You know what I mean?
Back when this country was great.
This fucking generation.
The tectonic plates were still doing shit.
Yeah, I have blood pressure. You know what I mean? Like...
Now we just get drunk on White Claw and sit in the garage. But before, we were digging giant holes.
Well, this is work.
That's what that book Holes is about, right? They dig
that
the
book
Grand
Holes.
Canyon.
The documentary?
I mean, I wonder if we, like,
it's not
made
about
a
my
mountain.
Mom, dude. Don't
we
say
we should
that.
Make a mountain.
We should make a mountain.
The Native Americans were way ahead of us on this. They already had mounds, you know what I mean? They're just working their way up.
They got pretty
they
close.
Were making, they were piling dirt.
They were piling
that's,
dirt.
That's not bad.
They got pretty close.
I'm saying, like, we can make buildings and stuff like that. Like, we're good on
we
buildings.
Made, we made Mount Rushmore, bro.
That is true.
That was natural,
that's
too.
That's like a good point. Why don't we build, like, a natural monument? Or something that at least could fit. I guess the closest thing we have is Splash Mountain, and they're trying to take that away from
us.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
That song is just...
Oh, my God.
One of the all-time classics.
What is it? I love,
Song of the South.
Is that from one of the racist Disney
slave.
Movies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Being a slave is the greatest thing ever.
I got
the first R&B song.
Yeah, it's like, they give me my food.
They give me my housing.
Yeah, that's
I give them my children.
It's a fair trade. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Briar. Oh, Briar. Song of the South, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, something like that.
Zippity doo-dah. Zippity doo-dah. Yeah. Oh, I actually couldn't remember what about it was.
The most famous version of that ever is a black guy singing zippity doo-dah.
Yeah, he's from that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is that guy's name?
Oh, man. Uncle Ruckus.
Zippity doo-dah. That guy likes to zippity doo-dah. What the fuck is that?
Louis Armstrong? Or
no, Armstrong's
the fucking. That looking sounded like. I'm looking at that.
That was a Louis Armstrong.
Armstrong's the horn guy.
Yeah, but he's
he had the big cheeks. He looked like a squirrel.
Strong
cheeks.
Dick.
Also, that's Dizzy Gillespie with the
big cheeks,
massive cheeks,
the bullfrog cheeks.
Yeah, he looks like. Do you ever see Big Trouble in Little China?
Yes.
When the guy expands and blows up, he looks almost exactly like that.
Damn, you ever see Me Eat Walnuts? It's a lot like that, too. You know, James Basket.
Shop for Walnuts.
That's a great
James
name.
Basket what? As Uncle Remus.
I never would have.
So you were very surprisingly close with your racist comment.
I think he's based on...
Uncle Remus. Yeah.
He's based on it.
Well, the
in his final film
the songs
role.
Of the South.
How about that?
They executed him after that.
In his final film role...
He was as racist as he could be, so they had to take him out.
That's weird. Like, it's 1946.
Yeah.
Song of the South.
My mom talks about that movie. Like, they watched it in the 70s and stuff.
Did you know Canada was technically like, I don't know what to call it, like a province or a subsidiary. We'll call it a subsidiary. That makes sense.
Okay.
I think it was France or something until like 1982.
Is that?
No, Canada was England.
Whoever it was, Canada wasn't officially 100% its own country until 1982, dude. Isn't that nuts?
That is crazy.
Yeah,
the way we know it now.
Between Canada and France was vicious and not talked about. The 82 Canada-France
There
war?
Was a lot of letter writing that was going on.
Yeah.
Vicious letter writing. Give us our country, you losers. I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, they parked all the tanks on the bridge and honked the horns, dude. Oh,
yeah.
That was a big fucking...
Remember when France invaded the subcontinent of India?
Do I?
The Indian War? That was...
Ooh. Wait a second.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What was your job?
That's misinformation.
I was one of the guys who drank all the IPAs.
Oh, ooh.
You brought them here.
Yeah, we were talking about that before.
People don't realize that IPAs came here the way barbecue went to Korea, you know? Like, we had this war, and there was this exchange of culture. The flip.
The aliens? It's the same.
Same as the Grand Canyon, These were just earthly aliens, illegal aliens.
I think even cows. Like, cows are kind of a new... Or pigs. Was
horses.
Pigs are new?
I think pigs are kind of new.
I can believe that.
Well, they go wild in like a month.
That's what I'm saying. Like
wilderness.
Yeah, evidently, pigs turn... They, like, change. Like, their shape changes in their face and stuff when they go wild.
Yeah, they get the tusks.
Yeah, so like the modern American, or not American, well, Americans, pigs. Let's be honest here. We're pork producers.
Those red
blooded
pigs.
No, but those pink pigs you see, those are just like those people on that spaceship in WALL-E. You know what I mean? That's like, they're just so slobbing out of a trough all day, no fucking resistance.
That's a life, man. Yeah, that's a damn life.
Until they shoot you in the brain.
Yeah.
Are we close to that, as being people in WALL-E?
Is that what happened at the end of WALL-E?
Well, that was the beginning of WALL-E.
Shoot all those people in the back.
And they fed them to the people who made the ancient aliens. Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe. I guess it's kind of implied. Yeah, it's not a great... Not everybody made it onto that ship, I guess.
Yeah.
It was like Noah's Ark.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, you're right, dude. I want to see the week before, like, you know what I mean? At the Disney special. Yeah.
They're like,
they're sorting out who gets to be on the ship.
The new WALL-E prequel.
Yeah, no one go to the press conference. Like, we got to go.
Yeah. WALL-Es are actually a repurposed, like, battle droid that used to just murder mercilessly.
Rip them in half.
Just this Wally.
Give it like
puts them inside of them and crunches them up into a ball.
Yeah, give it like 30 years, they'll make that movie. They did that with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, whenever
a dark WALL-E remake.
Yeah,
public domain.
Yeah, I saw somewhere the first Mickey Mouse Steamboat Willie is going to be in the public domain like this year, something like that.
But every time that happens, they push back copyright law.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's like Disney sets that precedent.
They're so good with that stuff. I love our benevolent Disney overlords.
Well, that's what we have to thank DeSantis for existing.
Thank you, DeSantis.
Yeah, is that still effective? DeSantis has taken away all their privileges as a city or whatever.
I think. Yeah, they made it.
They just updated the lawsuit today that they're pushing back with or something. I don't know.
What do you mean? So, like, Disney's like, no.
No, we're
the
better,
old document said we get it forever, and we're going to have it forever.
I learned today that they bring in 2.5% of all, like,
revenue
money made in that state.
In
that's
Florida?
A good
that's
influence.
Crazy.
Isn't that that's crazy? A good influence, yeah.
Yeah. The other 96%, 100% meth. And then it's oranges.
What about marmalade, dude? Yeah,
marmalade.
Marmalade's up there, dude. Yeah.
I thought Cuban cigars might make a little dent, but
no, because that's illegal. That's illegal.
Yeah,
that's black market.
But
shit,
like the marmalade people, like
for the GDP here,
they're running the meth game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why you can't eat marmalade straight out of the jar. You have to microwave it first.
No way.
Because of all the meth.
I've never once done that, but...
Really?
I think it would activate the meth. Maybe that's why I never got hot.
Yeah, that's a thing passed down from my grandmother.
I feel like hot jelly...
Free-basing marmalade is family tradition.
Hot jelly would be like cement, man. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten hot jelly.
No, I haven't.
Can you believe it?
I have.
A bad lie.
I have, dude.
Whoa. Hot jelly, I guess you like...
See, that's your Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
Fuck the Grand Canyon.
Just put some marmalade out in the sun for a couple hours. That's what I'm talking about.
You end up with a bear.
When I went to Florida, that's what I bought was marmalade and an alligator head. I was just traveling through, and I was like, well, these are the most Florida things I could buy.
The only exports you need.
That's right, dude.
Did you eat alligator while you were in Florida?
I've eaten it before, just like it.
They have it like Burgatory.
Yeah.
Do they eat it like
I don't know. They have weird shit there.
Yeah. You can get it in places like that. There used to be a place in Iowa that you could get it for sure.
Imitation alligator. Get it
in a can.
I had deep fried alligator.
That's what I had too. Yeah. It's very chewy.
It was okay. Yeah.
Is that some sort of alligator joke?
Yeah, because
it was very chewy.
It bit back.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of a bite to it. Yeah.
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 I don't remember it being very good, but I remember.
Yeah, if it was good, we'd eat them.
Yeah. Well, people do. That's
we do eat them, but it's
swamp
not. It's,
people.
Once we learned how to make pigs into fucking big pillows, we were like, who needs these goddamn fighting alligators, dude? These pigs line up for it.
So much better.
Pillow pigs?
Yeah. It doesn't seem right to eat reptiles.
If we could get alligators to line up and march to their death, we would eat them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they're,
but
they're
we can't. They're not very.
They can get big.
Yeah.
Because they what?
It would be like more of a fight. It's like the Predator.
Yeah.
It would be fun, dude.
That's why they're so stringy.
But then people get mad because only poor people worked in slaughterhouses, and they're fighting the poor against alligators, and then the gambling. That would probably piss somebody off.
Well, I thought that we put the poor into the slaughterhouses so we could eat them.
Well, it's either the gator
that's
the wins.
Build back better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If the gator wins, then we have better gator meat.
It's single combat for every.
Well, to fix
that's
you
what
can
the
just
vegans want.
You just do like alligator veal.
Actually,
just get
that
the little
is what
ones.
The vegans want. That's, vegans are like, fine, you can have alligator if you fight it with a knife. Yeah.
You can eat venison if you give the deer a gun beforehand.
If you would you eat, say like a cow ate a man.
Yeah. Would you eat that cow?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Like, how long would you wait? How long is
first
the right
poop.
Amount?
What
first
if...
Poop?
First
okay.
That's what...
Go ahead.
No, it's just first poop. That's what
you would eat the first poop?
Is it cannibalism?
No.
Is it...
All right. We can step it up one further. Would you eat the worm that came out of its... Would you eat a fish caught by the worm that came out of its poop?
Whoa.
Damn.
What?
So the cow eats the man.
Okay.
The worm eats the cow's poop.
The man eats the worm.
Then the fish eats the worm. Would you eat the fish? How many animals do we have to kill before it's okay?
That's
before it's okay.
I mean, I'd eat the man. My start is number one. I'm just asking.
You're top of the food chain.
I mean, I'd eat the cow probably. I don't know. Pigs will eat people, so you could do that with pigs, right? That's what they say.
Yeah, pigs, they used to feed bodies to pigs.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Used to.
They don't do it anymore.
Used to, yeah.
I do it in Red Dead Redemption all the time.
Is that a thing in the game?
Is that a thing? That's awesome.
Someone programmed that.
I mean, that's
that.
Terrible. Yeah, the kids nowadays, it's fucking...
That's
they gotta learn.
Yeah.
They gotta learn.
You gotta get the bloodlust out somehow. That's why when people complain about video games being too violent, you're like...
When you do you subscribe to... You have to, like, you're playing video games online? Is that what you're doing?
Red Dead, you don't have to subscribe to play online, but I'm not good enough to play a game like that online.
That's mostly a single-player game, right?
Yeah, it's more fun to play alone. Because you get to do all the heinous shit you want. Nobody can judge
it. It would be fun to just sit around a campfire with...
A roasted man.
Yeah.
A man on a spigot.
A rotisserie man.
Yeah. Tell stories. Take a little bite out of him.
Well, they say like burning people tastes like pork or smells like pork.
I've heard that when they cremate people, like in the old days, people would get hungry and they felt guilty.
Oh, God.
Because...
That's not where I was going.
That's crazy.
But it is because they were hungry already. Oh, they're eating like potatoes and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like the old man died from starvation, you know? And then they're burning his body and they're like, God, that tail smell. Ooh, I can take
man,
a piece
we got
to
go out for a hunt right now.
Oh, boy.
That's a cold person.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have to like go out and like find an animal and sacrifice it at the same time for grandpa. I'd be like, eat the goat.
By the way, we're not doing this because of you. This is in memoriam.
They're all standing downwind eating goat.
That's why we always go to lunch right after a funeral. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What about like a clone? Would you eat a clone?
Depends. Your own clone or someone else's?
I guess your own.
I would eat my own clone before I ate someone else's, I think.
Yeah, what if he was better than you, though? What if your clone was, like, killing it?
He would be.
There's no way he would be worse.
There's no way
he can't be worse. Yeah, yeah.
that's why I would eat
him. That's an interesting debacle, though. What if your clone is, like, your size and just out there killing it?
Yeah, I know my clone won't taste like a lime white claw. Like, that's a me thing.
Like, this guy pays a lot
of taxes. He's on Trulies. He's just off enough.
Oh, if my clone drank Trulies, I don't have a clone.
It's over.
I wonder, do you think you'd get along with yourself?
No,
I don't. I would.
You ever listen back to yourself on a podcast?
You can't.
That's true. Yeah, that's true,
like,
dude.
Yeah, I turned off last episode. I was like, nope.
It's tough. It's tough. I have a hard time listening to myself do my own sets. You know,
I can do that, but that's like 5 minutes, and I can break it up into minute increments.
I could stand me for about five.
Many
six
times
minutes.
I've gotten 1 minute into it and been like, God, I can't. But other times I'm like, okay.
It depends on how the set goes.
Yeah, if it's a good set, you can listen to it and be like, okay, remember this, do that.
Well, then it just turns into like, I remember this set. 47 seconds into it is good.
Yeah.
I tell a joke and then pretend the rest doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And then I go like, what? This guy thinks he's fucking funnier than me.
I gotta eat that. I'm gonna have to eat this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting question. One that we must be answering.
We're very close.
Because did you hear the news?
Clones are out.
Yeah,
it's the coolest Chat summer GPT. Fashion.
Yeah, this is a clone puck. We're all clones.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's what happens when you do the 23andMe. They make a clone of you somewhere.
Yeah.
That's how they got the Golden State Killer. They just cloned him, and they arrested the clone.
Dude, that'd be nuts. That is interesting.
What's that movie with the clones? They, like, have the organs?
Attack of the
Multiplicity.
Clones.
No.
That's what was that guy?
The Island. You know, The Island?
never heard of that.
Yeah, The Island. That's a pretty
good
movie.
Never seen that unit.
It's where, like, Michael rich Bay. People have clones in, like, a place they call The Island.
And then they switch over to them?
Well, no, if you need, like, a heart or something, they'll just go to your clone and just rip it out.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think I read a book like that about, for school.
Yeah, there's a book called, like, Never Let Me Go, I think.
If you're going to harvest organs from your clone, do you want your clone to have a full life, or do you want it to be in a cage so you have to dehumanize it?
It should be veal.
So it's as healthy as possible.
It's true. Make it just like walk all the time on a treadmill.
Feed it
that kind
like
of stuff.
The best food.
Just think of it like a thoroughbred.
I want to
just really dehumanize. Really dehumanize.
Stroke me. Stroke my hair.
I want a cage free
brush
clone.
You. You know,
yeah, I mean, you're not going for the brain.
Yeah,
they don't have to be intelligent
unless they figure out how to.
I actually hope they aren't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Makes things a lot easier once you rip their heart out and put it in your chest.
Yeah, I'd like mine to be happy just in a field eating grass. Just free range me.
You've got like five of your clones running around in a field and they're like fucking each other.
I mean, I've gotten cut and I've licked my blood.
Penis.
And it's a little irony. It's not, but I guess.
Irony.
Yeah.
Oh, the irony is
ooh,
that.
Man.
Yeah, the irony is blood tastes not
good. Yeah, yeah.
You know what's annoying about you is that you're
so
clever.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
It's like a steak.
You don't even notice. You know?
Yeah. Everyone loves a good steak, you know?
A meat steak. I'll have a meat steak tonight.
I mean, you should be able to do that.
What?
You should be harvest at least your clone? Be able to, like,
well, if you had a
clone. Find your flavor. Like, yeah, send in.
You know what I want?
Yeah.
I want them to make, what do they call those fucking anamorphs or whatever?
Ooh.
What do they call that thing? That when it's half animal, half man, what do they call that?
A mutant freak.
Yeah, there's a word for it, but you know, make my organs and stuff, but in a pig.
Yeah.
So then, like, I can be like, stupid pig. And meanwhile, it's like doing math and stuff.
Well, I like what Jared says.
Okay.
I think
I would love to see a pig do math. That's what we should be doing.
That's a good business idea, though. 23andMe for how I taste.
Animal, human.
Yeah, you
chimera.
Get,
it's a chimera.
Oh, chimera. Yeah.
I thought of it before it told me. I take it.
What about a Wagyu clone? They get massaged all day. They have nice marbling.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You don't want them too fat, but you want them fat.
Yeah, chubby.
You know, it was like a childhood fear of mine, like being cooked in a pot on like an island. Like, I feel like
was it really? That's fun.
Well, just like I didn't think about it. I didn't lose that much sleep over it, but
a couple.
It wasn't a non-worry.
Yeah, yeah. It's like worrying there's aliens outside your window. It comes up every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a pot big enough for me.
Like quicksand. People talk about like quicksand was a big fear, but I think being stewed in a pot. That happened a lot.
A lot of kids got potted?
Yeah, I think so.
That's only during the dark times, though.
Yeah, if you ask my grandmother, her sons got potted all the time.
Because it's just doing...
She's high on,
that's just
high
smoking.
High on weed. Yeah. Okay, I was hoping that... I just couldn't figure it out, but I knew it was...
No, she wasn't cooking them, I don't think.
My grandma was a good cook.
That was... You were doing, like, so. Dr. Seuss for cannibalism there.
What?
Cooked in a pot, that happens a lot.
Yeah, it's Dr. Seuss is like racist.
Yeah, one
stuff.
Of his
one of his racist
things about
books.
Japanese. Yeah. Yeah.
Song of the South.
Yeah, Japanese. Yeah. The Japanese. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
When I was little, we used to go to my great grandma. I was very little.
We'd the artwork. To- I like it for the artwork. I never read the book.
I didn't take anything away from it.
Yeah. Or you just gonna,
no, I was just saying, because we're chopping things up, we'll say. My great grandma used to slaughter a
in
chicken
all the right
for
ways.
Fucking Sunday lunch or whatever.
Did how long did she keep it before she slaughtered it?
No, she would do it like that day. Like we would go out, we would go to her house after church. A lot of families would all come together at her house, and she'd walk outside where she had a functional outhouse. She did have indoor plumbing, but she had a functional outhouse. She'd grab a chicken and fucking slaughter it and
in
make
the
it
outhouse.
Chop his head off.
No. Oh,
that's okay. The gross part.
No, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, shoot, this is like a throwback. You know, like it's a
that's
surreal environment. Go ahead.
No, you go.
It's just weird because she like was probably from like prospector times originally, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You didn't put it together until
that's I went to my brother-in-law's or my sister and my brother-in-law's house one day. They live in like a neighborhood like this. They keep chickens.
Uh-huh.
And I came back and my brother-in-law's in the backyard and he's got blood all over his face. His friend had came over and was nagging him to slaughter a couple of their chickens. And he looks like shell-shocked.
He
and like the guy's like
to?
Yeah, he's like,
I never kill a chicken.
Yeah, holding him upside.
It's like, hey, you want to get drunk and kill these chickens?
He wanted it for chicken soup.
One of the main ingredients, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Soup and you got yourself a damn
you definitely don't
soup.
Need fresh chicken for chicken
it is interesting
soup,
for someone to go, like, raise chickens and then have to have that first time they slaughter a chicken, you know what I mean?
Well, now my nephew, who's... like 2 or 3,
yeah,
they have chicks now and he's just like pulled a couple of them apart.
No, gosh.
Ew, he lenny'd them.
Yeah, oh, that's what I said.
Damn,
my brother-in-law Sean's
oh
like,
oh my god,
that was a rabbit in that book. Yeah. Actually,
we used to have a neighbor that raised rabbits and the kids would slaughter them.
Yeah.
I also went over there one time and they were castrating yearling cows. And the older brother was throwing the testicles at the younger brother, like pelting him with them. It was fun.
It's like water balloons.
Yeah, it were, dude.
It's
they were like the size
balloons.
Of your fist. Yeah. And then his little brother would just get one right in the side of the face. It would leave like a blood splat on him.
Why are these water balloons sticking?
That's so funny.
threw goalballs at
me. That's the best bullying I've ever heard. Like, most unique.
It's a fact. That's not bad.
Mom, he threw balls at me again.
Yeah, you think you've heard it all.
Yeah. Jacob's throwing nuts at me. Uh-huh. Yeah, classic Iowa dude.
How do they castrate a cow? They heat up a knife, right?
No, they walk them into this thing that's cow-sized. Okay. And it's like a cage. And their head sticks out. The head sticks out one end because it's a little too short. And then they just like throw this lever down, and it brings in two big pipes that squish on the neck.
Okay. Oh.
And then they slide a bar in behind the back legs so it can't kick.
Ooh.
And then the guy just grabs hold of the nuts and with a knife, just like saws back and forth until the whole sack and everything falls off.
That's a lot of noise. Ooh,
don't stop
you can
now.
Hear the whole thing happening.
Then the dad just throws him on the ground, and then the oldest brother picks him up as is tradition,
and throws him at
the younger brother. That's how you castrate.
That's more humane. They used to drown them. Just the balls. Them down.
Drown the balls until they fell off.
Go to sleep.
Just twist them. Yeah. Continually. Wow.
You guys are city folks, evidently.
Yeah.
You guys probably got to like play tag and stuff with a bunch of kids.
We played manhunt.
Spoiled.
Wow. We would kill the last kid who's still.
Yeah. They were just.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Street fights. Street fights.
Thank you.
I mean, we'd street fights and overdoses.
Did you?
Well, I mean, I live in a
kids.
World. Yeah.
I live in a world.
Yeah.
Out there in the mean streets of whatever that town is.
You see stuff. I mean, I don't think you can get away from. Seeing
like weird stuff.
Weird stuff. Yeah, I grew up on. We had the internet, like shock sites.
Oh, yeah. Internet was late for me.
I saw goat seed today by accident.
Really?
I got goat seed today.
Goat seed?
You never saw that picture of the guy spreading his asshole?
Well,
really?
No, it's a nice
picture.
No, I don't know.
You can
tell
see
us about goat
into
seed.
His
it's
soul.
Called goat
traumatized.
Yeah, it's like a very famous meme. I
goat,
don't know.
What?
Pretend goat like seed. I know nothing about
goat
seed.
I don't
tell me a story.
Can you draw it for me?
I really don't know that. I probably could. It's it gets that. Seared into
can
your head.
Will you search it on your phone so I don't have to fucking see it, dude?
It is very
the only
famous.
Thing is, I have looked it up before, and it's hard to.
Are we going to not want to forget? Are we going to want to forget that we saw this? I mean to say.
Probably, but I don't know. I've looked it up before. You can't find
you gotta
the
go
original
Bing for this.
Rock, paper, scissors for who has to look at Goatsy first.
I'm curious.
It's a classic, man.
I've never heard of it.
Just don't go classic.
It's an internet original.
It's hard to like actually find the original image.
Not if you're on Firefox.
Gotta go on Bing, I'm telling you.
Firefox.
Probably Bing, that's true, actually.
Yeah, Microsoft does not care.
Microsoft's the best. I think if you looked up...
I love that. Bill Gates, right?
He wants you to see it.
True love best. On Microsoft, like Microsoft Image or Bing Image. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted.
The more images of
goatsy
that are out there, the
maybe
lower
the
population.
Goat,
that's definitely true.
Shock images. Maybe.
Well, I think that's probably why it's called Goatsy.
Well, that and like Mr. Hands.
Yeah, Mr. Hands.
Never seen Mr. Hands either.
I never saw it. I just know the story that that guy was having sex with.
I guess,
I've seen that one. That's a classic.
I guess it wasn't the first time that he's had sex
that
with a
like
horse.
Napster.
No,
Kazaa.
He just took it a little too
much.
Far.
Time. Too much.
It really goes all the way in. Yeah. It's,
oh my God.
It's a little. It got
does
greedy.
It come out
that's
of
what
his
happens
mouth?
When it goes through all of your organs.
It's a feat.
It's a foot and a
it's
half.
Many feet.
It was a gold medal performance. A blue ribbon.
Incredible if he was alive. I was gonna say like whatever happened to what happened to Goatsy? That he was
see,
a real guy.
That's what came up is like the history of, and I don't care about it. I just want to see this guy's gaping butthole.
Wait, so he got fucked by a goat? Is this what we're happening?
No, these are different guys.
I'm just gonna pretend that I've seen a guy's gaping butthole.
I think
we can move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
It'll be a stretch,
here,
but I'll be able to.
Can you act out?
I'll show you a Minecraft interpretation of what.
Minecraft.
Oh, okay. I think I've.
Okay, well, Minecraft is pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's actually, that looks like looks to be Doom.
I see where this is
Minecraft.
Going.
But,
I
just locked my phone, so I'm going to look at it later and be like,
good. That's good. That's always good when that happens, dude.
But, yeah. You can't find it on purpose anymore. You have to accidentally.
Yeah, I'm going to stumble upon it and text
it.
You in probably 4 months.
You remember that website?
What?
Stumble Upon? Yeah.
No. That was a great one.
That was where I saw a lot of fucked up shit. And then
Stumble Upon.
Yeah. It was just like
debunked now?
No, yeah.
I don't know if it's debunked, but
no,
it got
is.
Like retified or it would be like
It was a great one. It was just like a little like.
I thought there was a goose in here, but it was just like.
It's just a chicken. Yeah.
Those are his chickens.
Yeah, I got Goatsy's got me on edge.
This is back when the internet was like fun.
The internet was
it
so
sucks
fun
these days.
It was so fun back in the day when it first started.
It's so corporate,
like, lighthearted. Yeah. Lighthearted.
You can't say
like
anything
Goatsy
anymore.
And I mean, fun internet.
Say what you
want to
say, man.
Oh, I'm going to say it.
It does suck that like it did get really hateful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because in the beginning it was like there was like hate comments or whatever, but they were usually making fun back and forth. You know what I
yeah
mean?
Yeah. And you can, I mean, people do react badly to that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people will tell people to shut the fuck up and stuff like that. But now you like it's not even really that so much as like.
Well, it's like they were considered like. Dumbasses.
Yeah.
Like, you go on 4chan and just hear, you'd see like arguments. Well, yeah, like the like squirt and pee.
Which one is it?
And people are like, actually, it's and you're just like, I like both, I guess. What do you want?
What's all the debate?
Why are we talking?
We're all winning here.
We're solving problems we don't have.
This is a plus. Yeah. I don't need
to know, you know.
Yeah, it should just be.
And then you just scroll past.
Well, it is funny, like, by trying to make everything, like, safer, all they have done is, like, make the people who are saying those hateful things, like.
They concentrate.
Yeah, they're, yeah, like, all in one spot. And then they get to bounce off each other and be like, yeah, I was right about this the whole time.
There was a thing about that local politician. He was, like, using the same, like, forum that the guy who shot up the. Which one was it? The synagogue here in town.
The Tree of Life?
Tree of Life.
Yeah.
He was on the same forum, like, but not like the same. You know, it's like Reddit. It's a big base thing. And they play that on all the ads. They're like, the kind of guy who goes to a hate speech website, like, blah, blah, blah.
They all used to be Yahoo.
But that's the thing, though, is you're right. Quora. It was kind of a hate speech thing because they were kicked out of every single other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Instead of like socializing people or like acclimating them to the actual climate of it, you just give them an out.
It's
like,
true.
Everybody's against me.
This social media has turned us less social.
The crooked left.
You should start doing slam poetry.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I spent like 2 years on that. That one.
Did you?
And I'm glad I could debut
this
it.
Came
here,
from like a really dark place.
Yeah, really dark place. I had to do a lot of research.
My mom was mad at me for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was grounded.
Yeah. But I could still text and use my phone. That's a loophole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I'll never let my mom take my phone.
I got to get on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I run like MSNBC.
There's a small network of women who depend on me. To
I'm
be
the
on
president
the
of
to pay their rent with my mom's credit
with
card,
my
of
mom's
course.
Credit card, of course.
There was I might have talked with you about this, but there was a guy. I saw this interesting video about a guy who killed his whole family so he could send money to like a woman in Thailand, who was like,
okay,
but she needed it.
But what
she needed?
But
it.
What was the family doing?
Dying.
And how were they dressed?
They're probably nagging them.
They're wearing white Nike Air Force Ones and drinking Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
So like he'd get the like reward, not reward.
Well, no, he was
insurance.
He was
using
love. Their credit cards to
twist.
Yeah, to like watch this girl's webcam, and he thought they were in love.
Probably were.
Oh,
definitely weren't.
Are you trying to? Whoa, she didn't.
Definitely,
she didn't go
unrequited.
For she. Oh wow, dude.
I talked to the girl recently.
I talked to her recently.
I've been using my dad's credit card to talk to her, and she told me.
Damn.
And she does love you, so she wouldn't lie.
It's weird because now on her page, she just keeps being like, "Please don't kill your family." But if they leave their credit cards around,
you will see my butthole.
You can use them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
who was it? She. It's still like
I don't. I have no idea if
was
she.
Did
I don't
you
know
see an image
was.
Of this woman?
I did not. That is an important detail that got left out.
What if she wasn't hot?
Yeah. That's a big
that
issue.
Would be really bad.
some of the more like
for her.
I mean, throw the book at him.
I mean, there's some girls I would kill my family for.
Your Honor, this girl was like a.
She wasn't even.
She was
hot.
Like a five.
Dude, well, and while you're sentencing, I would like you to remember this girl wasn't even hot. All right.
Your Honor, she's mid at best. Yeah.
No accounting for taste. Yeah, jury just deliberates.
The defense would like to call.
It's a hung jury.
Yeah. Here we have exhibit A of
it's
A.
They've all got huge cocks. Yeah.
10 people think she's hot, but one.
Yeah, you get a bunch of friends.
Survey says.
One guy thinks she's not that hot.
Yeah, she's pretty mid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insane.
But yeah, he killed his family. So.
I mean, we should do jury stuff for. I mean, not that, but. Like jury stuff for everyday stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what people think about. Because
when you write a new joke, you're like, I want a jury to tell me their opinion on it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I view stand-up. Like,
I think about everything.
That's what an open mic is. It's just 12 of your peers. No,
12 angry men.
Well, it's more like 5 or 6 of your peers listening, and then...
That is, you know,
it's only like a couple people I would consider peers. Yeah, so yeah.
I'm kind of above.
Acquaintances are best. You know what's weird? Like, I guess it is like the 12th thing has got to come from Jesus.
Yeah, right? The disciples.
Oh, yeah. So, well, like, they do swear in the Bible.
So you think it like a hung jury would be the norm? Like it should be like
that just means they have huge cocks.
If one disagrees, it should be like, well, what did you think is going to?
That'd be a great porn video.
Yeah. They should just be like, we think that they should bring in a priest and he should ask for forgiveness. Yeah. And they're like, there's a lot of criminals on the loose.
It was 12 gold pieces, also, right? That
got. That's what you should get.
You should be able to bribe the jury.
For disagreeing.
Bribe the jury?
That should be the whole thing. They're just going, it's a free market. You're just going back and forth being like, all right, we'll give you $500.
I've got chickens. And I'm talking 6-7 eggs a day in perpetuity.
Yeah, you can cut everybody one of their heads off.
It would definitely work out for the wealthy.
Yeah, but it would do okay for people too. Because I think like, even
let's just imagine that you could bribe a jury.
Yeah.
What's crazy, dude?
But that'd be interesting. Like, if you're caught with like a low level crime or something like that, like you can just go.
Oh, I think we should definitely have more jury trials for low level crime. That'd be fun.
I'm saying like
parking tickets.
Yeah, parking tickets, fucking candy bar thieves. You know, that kind of stuff. Jaywalking, smoking on a patio those times.
He was doing it, but nobody really minded.
All of us would be getting paid by the government for jury duty like every other day.
Dude, that's such a great idea. Like everybody
build
like
back better.
Like by the time you're like, because I've never been on a jury. I've only been called to jury duty once. I never had the.
I never got called.
Sit in.
Really, I've been called.
Dude, you know what we've
didn't
just
go,
done?
But I got,
we've just come up with a great spin paid. On the.
No, I got education.
The local judge show, because they have all these judge shows already.
Yeah,
but the judge always gives the verdict. There's never a jury.
Like a reality TV show.
We should have a reality TV show with a jury, and the jury could be comics and stuff.
That would be awesome. Actually, the reality TV show, like. Yeah, 12 Angry Men with like
with comics as a jury, and they're like,
sitcom.
It'd be Jerry Springer meets fucking
12
Night
funny,
Court or whatever. You know what I mean?
12 funny, likable, relatable, and attractive guys.
Yeah,
who you should come listen to at Willow Station tonight.
Well, I'm still on the hung jury porn. It's like hung jury fucks 20-year-old with parking ticket.
Yeah. That's why it was 12 golden pieces. You know what I mean? It's had some units.
Yeah. I'm saying like candy, even if it's like candy, we should have like a jury like officially go like, well, yeah, like a candy cop competition.
Candy cop.
Yeah, well, what would candy cop be? No, but like is my our what's the fucking licorice candy?
Oh, licorice.
No.
The purple
good and
plenty's.
Good and plenty's.
Are they licorice?
Our good and plenty's
like
good.
Black licorice, I think. No. I don't know. I haven't had it in a long time.
Like our good and plenty's good. Like you can.
Yeah, that's like, it's power. You can ask anything on the mic. You can plug in your phone.
I'm plugging it in. Just so we can see more goats.
Plugging it in.
And I think it should go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Everything should go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They should be busy.
Hey, look, I'm fine with that because there'd be fewer real cases that ever made it there. So less
we
government
should
would
have more
happen.
Supreme Courts.
Do they get
we do have one
a different
every
jury
state.
Every level it goes up?
I mean like
yeah, you'd have do? To have a different jury.
Are you related to the Roe v. Wade people?
No. No. That's I don't think so.
I try to get a joke always going and it never works. I say, it's ask the crowd about how they're feeling about Roe v. Wade decision, and they're always like, boo. Yeah. And then I always say, more of a Dobbs versus Jackson crowd or whatever. And then
what's a Dobbs versus Jackson?
It's the one that overturned Roe v. Wade. Oh, see, Roe v. Wade decision was the one they like. It right. said yeah. anybody can right. have it. So, the Jackson the Jackson v. Dobbs decision is the one that they're mad
Doesn't
about.
Doesn't that just prove that
it never fucking works?
Nobody pays attention to the news. Like,
yeah.
Jared, did you used to do a joke about what are that like? Why are they both boat words? Row and Wade.
Yeah. Row v. Wade.
Yeah, what do you think?
Rowing or wading, best way to cross a river.
Yeah, you were just like, Roe v. Wade. Yeah, I don't know. I like to wade.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I mean, wading. Like, anyway,
you're a motherfucker.
I get my floaties.
That's so funny.
Yeah. A lot of talk's been made about this Roe v. Wade thing.
Yeah.
I thought I'd weigh in.
I prefer to floor.
Weigh in, get it. It's waiting.
Why don't we build a bridge?
Because of Damon Wayne's?
Yeah, what if we build a bridge on the border instead? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, let them in.
Yeah. No, just long bridge that went to nowhere. Just one that went all the way down.
Goes straight into the Grand Canyon. They're falling off.
It's like one of those mousetraps that just fall into a pit of water.
Yeah.
Put them in buses, like speed, and just ramp them in.
I had a thing like that. Yeah, like, we should make, it should be like, yeah, the border should be like, if you make it across, it should be like,
sand traps. Another reality show. That's what I'm talking about, exactly. Dude. 200 yards of terror.
Why don't we just embrace that part of our culture?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Like, if you can make it pass, you're American.
What's that do with Cuba?
We let the Patriots go down there and we say only hand-to-hand combat. 200 yards.
Bowie knife?
Exactly.
However many families you can take out.
Yeah. Immigration trial by combat.
Just live.
That's why we'd be getting their best, you know?
Tucker Carlson could be an announcer for it.
An announcer? Yeah.
Like a commentator?
Yeah, he could be like, what is it? Richard
Pryor?
The Running Man. He could be like the host of this Running Man. Yeah. It's like the Running Man.
So we would only have
that dance from the
Austrian
80s.
Immigrants, is that what you're saying? Big, muscular,
big, burly,
Austrian.
Mr. Universe size immigrants are the only ones who could make it in. But they would drag a couple people along with them, usually an attractive woman.
Yeah, or two or three.
The Running Man, you know.
Yeah. I think the people that are like fucking over Mexico, like the reason why like a lot of people want to leave is like, jack dudes, you know what I mean, who are like, I'm the fucking toughest
too many
dude here.
Jacked 5'2 Hispanica.
Yeah. I'm one tough hombre. So like that way if they can get across the predator, they have some predators.
Oh.
Well, that's what Trump said. They're not sending their toughest hombres.
That's right. That's what.
Isn't that why we have Megan's Law for the predators at the wall?
No.
Yikes.
No, that's Amber Alerts, I think. No.
No, I thought Megan's thought Megan's Law was you can't create a murder kid.
You can't create a dead kid.
No, you see Megan, that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a good movie. That movie was hilarious. That movie was hilarious.
It is pretty great. I liked it a lot.
Sorry, it's going to be loud and annoying.
I wasn't expecting it to be funny.
No, it's a damn romp.
It smells like fire.
Yeah, what's the campfire?
What's
situation?
Burning?
Oh,
wood.
Welcome to the intermission.
Yeah.
Closing the gate.
Please enjoy some snacks while.
What are you, Mark Maron? Yeah. Close the gates.
Lock the guest in.
That's your tribute to Maron.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. My wife's home. Give us some privacy. Blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Is your neighbor having a bonfire or something? Do you smell
Does it smell like a bonfire? It
smells like a fire.
Yeah, it smells like a campfire.
That's fire, dude. I want to burn stuff, but the local cop showed up last time I burned stuff.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Fetterman?
Fetterman himself let in his fucking strike force, dude.
He was like, hey, man.
SWAT.
Well, there's
SWAT showed up. So
I'm really sad, but you can't be burning stuff right now.
I saw a old Fetta guy walking down in Homestead right before he went back to Washington.
What's his
gate?
Mr. Like?
Fetterman went to Washington.
His gate?
Yeah, what does
it's
he
not
walk
good.
Like?
It's
like swing
it's a
his arms.
Yeah. It's like a it's very defeated looking, honestly. But he's got
like
that
this the whole time. The weight of the world is on my shoulders.
Yeah.
That poor man, dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting into the most important job of your life and like having a stroke like a month or two beforehand and be like, meme, no word good.
Law, bad.
Can word be that important in law?
That, I think that would have really worked. That would be amazing.
And empowered.
Like, there's a lot of Americans who empathize. They were just like, I'm like that.
They would have gotten Jimmy Stewart.
No like, I can't talk either.
Me no word good.
It would have been great to have like, yeah, like some scientists like work on him, like we can create him better.
Yeah,
we can create
Robo Fetterman.
No, Fetterman was the name of the doctor that created him.
Fetterman's the first guy.
Frankenman.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
do get that confused.
Fetterstein. Yeah. Like yes, a Fetterstein.
There's a lot of people who think that
I run a
created by the Weinstein Corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fetterstein.
Fetterstein.
Dude, if Fetterman was the first merger with AI, now that would be interesting.
Ooh, like a new Stephen Hawking?
Yeah,
we need a new Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, dude. We'd have our first
Yeah, we are lacking
in robot people.
Yeah, robot people.
Not enough robots.
Well, that's what I think. That's probably what is going to happen whenever they like make a robot, like an AI robot.
Yeah.
Like so, it'll just be on talk shows. It'll be doing like Kimmel appearances.
It'll be on Tucker first.
So I have this picture of you here with Jessica Alba.
Oh, underage Jessica Alba.
We have AI's first appearance on To Catch a Predator.
Who did you think you were meeting here? I don't know. I thought we were talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
I'm so. Can you cut that part?
Why did you bring your penis attachment? Yeah, that kind of thing.
It's vibrating in many different ways.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's just going to play games on Fallon.
Yeah,
the AI bot.
Yeah, dude, that's probably the best use for it.
He'll just smack the table and laugh really hard the whole time.
Yeah,
yeah, like a Andy Richter, but like AI. You know, like
Jimmy, you are so funny.
He needs
that. It's been calculated that we need to destroy 35% of the human population.
You're killing me. What does Jimmy Fallon
that's
even
so
sound
good.
Like?
That's so
he just
good.
Laughs.
So
yeah, what? Can anyone? Yes, yeah, true. That's his fame. Oh,
that's
laughing
crazy.
And shit.
He's an impressionist, but I don't think
is he?
That was actually. It's kind of sound like
him.
That's why he was in blackface so many times. He was doing impressions.
You got the wrong Tonight Show host.
Right? We were talking about Fallon.
Both. Kimmel. Did Fallon also do blackface?
Also in blackface. Both of them. Yeah.
I mean, I will say.
What? They both did it?
Yeah, it's a prerequisite now to do. Nice. Yeah, he was Chris Rock.
He did Chris Rock.
That's why on SNL.
So, okay, so now Chris Rock's not black.
Yeah, that. Well, they both did somebody as an impression. The other guy did Kareem Abdul.
It was a role.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was getting into the character.
It was for the art.
Like, I watch a lot of movies from, like, the 50s and stuff like that, 40s, 50s. I watch, like, A Star is Born. Like,
yeah, okay.
The one with, like, Judy Garland.
Ooh, I didn't even
and, like,
know.
How old was she?
She was, like, 40, like 30-something 40. It's interesting.
Okay,
it's,
okay.
She's really good in
A Star Gets Menopause.
Am I right?
Sorry.
Shut up, Ryan.
A Star Burnt Out? Yeah.
A star faded.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. It's kind of like a great performance, but like her big showstopper is like she like dances to like Swanee River. Like,
are you starting to say Swan and, River?
No, Swanee River.
How I love you, how I love it, how Swanee.
It's Ragtime.
Damn it, all you guys know more stuff.
I don't know that.
You don't know Ragtime?
Thank God, we're over here in the
how
bros.
How do you guys know Ragtime?
Me and Jared know Ragtime.
Why do you guys know Ragtime?
I go to saloons a lot.
Us old souls.
Saloon head. Yeah.
I love ales.
Yeah, fancy piano. Yeah, I go to my favorite saloon. Some guy's playing, you know, Ragtime. I throw like a bag of coins on the thing and I go, bottle of whiskey, leave it. You know?
He doesn't give you a barrel of beer to drink?
Yeah. No, only if you ask.
Well, so she's.
So
doing...
anyway, you're watching To Catch a Predator? No, it's.
Star is Born. Like, and then, like all of a sudden, you know it's like. Like, you're like, is it going to happen? You're sometimes
is what going to happen?
You watch these old movies and you're like, when's it going to get racist?
Oh,
like,
right,
when's
right,
it
going
to get racist? And it goes like 2 hours without being racist. It's like a 3-hour movie. It's like,
jeez,
and then
so much
like
suspense.
As soon as
that's pretty good.
She sings Swanee River, like 10 blackface.
Really? Nice, just like, dude.
And just like,
that happens in The Wizard of Oz also.
Take it off of Netflix.
Who? Who? There are black people in The Wizard of Oz?
No, they weren't.
In the original, in the original cut, all the midgets are in blackface, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
No. Is that Willy Wonka? You're thinking Willy Wonka. They were all like orange.
They were all in like, yeah, Jersey face or whatever.
I saw pickles the other day labeled kosher midgets, and I was like, they can still do that? Like,
you should have gone up and been like, what is
this? What the fuck is this, dude?
Yeah, the Jewish can be a little too.
Yeah. Yeah. We watched The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly recently.
Yeah. I'm a big Tuco fan myself.
Tuco's a white guy. He's a white guy in Mexican face.
I didn't know that. I thought he was Mexican guy.
No, he's like a Brooklyn Italian guy.
Italians, Mexicans, all the same. Wait, no, I mean...
they're both romance language adjacent. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm unemployed, so I'm writing all these movies
there
down.
There you go.
Dude, like, this is great. Good and Bad, that was a classic. That's the soundtrack is really good. I like just like a couple songs off it, but it's... Yeah, you hear the piano go doo 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 doo.
What generation is this from?
This is the 60s.
Oh, you know, I haven't delved much.
Well, but you know the song...
And what's the other guy besides Clint Eastwood who's like super famous, Jared? You would know that guy.
Angel Eyes? Lee Van Cleef.
Is it?
Eli Wallach is pretty famous.
Yeah.
Neat.
They were superstars of the Western, spaghetti Western era.
Like Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when he is.
That's
a Jared question.
He's kind of like, he's 50s, like late 60s, 70s.
Oh, really?
And then he became the president.
Wasn't that embarrassing to have a public figure as a president?
Who was?
When is he going to be the president?
Clint Eastwood,
yeah. He's only got a couple
of
years.
Get off of my lawn would be on like all the signs.
Yeah, he's
cool.
Got maybe a couple of years.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
Yeah, it's the greatest lawn of all.
Plus, he's probably back,
all.
So he's down.
I haven't seen
his
that
heart's
movie.
Gonna explode.
Yeah. Gran Torino.
It's awesome.
Gran Torino, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I thought it was like
it's okay.
It has one of my favorite jokes ever in it. It's like supposed to be like a racist joke because he's like, he goes to his barbershop.
That's the whole movie. He's just racist.
Yeah, and then he's like kind of nuts.
But he cares about these inferior.
He's one of the good ones.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, but it is. But
kind
it
of.
At the end.
He's a liberal.
But there's a great joke. It's a great joke. It had to be like improvised. Like, Clint was like,
he was just riffing.
Say a racist joke or something like that. Like, and then, because like, then
say something from the heart.
Then the guy
scene.
Like walks into the like kid walks into the scene. So I think the joke goes three Mexicans walk into a bar. Bartender goes, "Get the fuck out of here." And like, did he? I
He's
think about
pro.
That.
Did he write that?
That's going to my set tonight.
Can I take that? People know about that.
Matt Bo's been doing that for a couple weeks. Isn't it?
It's like such a funny, insane joke. Like, I want to know the history of it. Because
you want to see a whole 30 for 30 on this joke or whatever.
Yeah.
Do they do that for? They should do that for jokes, specific like street jokes. Like
it'd be impossible to hunt down the author of most street
well, that's,
jokes.
Yeah, that's true. But, well, yeah, I guess.
That 30 for 30 would suck. Because, like, all my best jokes, it's like, the whole story would be like, he was high and in bed. And thought of something. It could be a TikTok.
They do it up.
They do the sob story.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, which joke would you want to hear the history of? Like old street joke.
Knock, I knew knock. You were going to ask this, and now I don't, I don't have anything for you.
You know, something.
What's your favorite street joke?
Yeah, something with
Who's the first racist guy?
Now you guys are looking at me and asking what my favorite street joke is. I can't think of a single street joke.
Yeah, prove your premise to us.
What's like the turtle, like hard, like, wow. Ham on a hard roll? Kind of thing.
I wrote my first joke ever was a street joke in 7th grade. I wrote,
what was it?
It was what do you call two gay guys in a 69? Double header.
Oh yeah.
I thought you were gonna go a lot harsher.
I guess it would be two baseball players.
I was innocent at the time, 7th grade.
Wouldn't it be like two baseball players? What do you call two baseball players?
Ooh, 69? That would be even better.
A double
That's
header.
Pretty good.
Yeah. No, see? Just punch up, guys. We're going to get this thing on the
two
street.
Two gay baseball Let's players.
And it's nothing to do with gay then. They could just be friends.
They're just hanging out after.
They need some relief after two games.
It's a 7th inning stretch.
18 inches.
They do have two
Ooh,
heads.
Something about the stretch.
Mm-hmm. Goatsy.
Goatsy.
Yeah, I actually did hear Matt Bowe say this on stage, and it was at Scarps, and he had already lost the room.
He already consumed
it, or is it
it's a street joke.
He already consumed six Bud Lights. Yeah, he was hammered. Delta 8 hits,
and he's reading off his phone, and he's like, "What's the worst part about having AIDS?" And everybody's like staring at him, like, "Don't fucking say it, don't say it." And he's like, "Tell your parents you're gay." And it was so funny, just because the room hated him for saying it.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Like, they were like,
they used to adapt that joke to stuff, because like I rode motorcycles, and we would say, "What's the worst part about riding a four wheeler?"
Yeah,
telling your parents
I've
you're
heard
gay.
Of roller
and we did anything that we didn't.
Yeah,
like.
I've heard it with roller skating too. Yeah. It's the hardest part about roller skating. I think is what I heard.
Yeah. it's a classic.
My penis when I'm going downhill.
What? I don't know.
Whoa. What?
Hey, first timer here. I didn't know that one.
Come to the open mics.
Come, alien. We were listening to some sweet DVE.
Yeah, earlier dude, that was great. Was that a playlist?
No, it was the radio.
Okay. Okay.
I started listening to the radio again because
that's so Generation Z of you.
Mm-hmm. I was like, "No, you curated that? No, they
the what?
It, yeah, what's TV?"
No. All right, guys, we've done enough time. Do you want to plug anything?
Oh,
Jared.
Let's see. What do we got? At Millvale Music Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's a real thing. Dude. That's the first real thing.
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
Yeah, I'm hosting a country music stage.
You are?
Do you know the venue yet?
No idea. All right. But, I don't know, come walk around.
Yeah, I might stop
in
and say hi.
Whole day. Yeah.
When's
the
that?
Whole day. Like the 20th? May 20th.
Ooh, yeah, like awesome. 18th through 20 or something like that.
Yeah, it's
one of those weekend stretches.
Yeah.
How about you, Mr. Cook? You're moving.
I'm moving 20 days or so. I have a question for Brian if we have time.
Yeah,
are you doing
it.
Philly's Funniest?
I did sign up.
I did not get a spot.
You didn't get a spot?
So they emailed me saying, because it's my parents' address, and they said it's more than 20 miles away.
Yeah, I got that too.
And then they sent me an email back, but
what
I didn't
this?
See
what
it
are you
in
talking
time.
About?
It's like a
Philly's
comedy
Funniest
competition.
Is a
Philly.
Competition and
it's for Philly people.
There are like 300 people do it. It's huge. I did it last year.
Is it in Philadelphia?
Yeah, it's
in Philly
in Helium.
At Helium. I used my parents' address, and then they rejected that.
You got the email?
And then I used
did you get
my
the email
sister's
back?
Address.
Oh, see, I don't have my sister's in Brooklyn, so I don't have.
You why don't you just write an address?
I should have. No, they literally sent me an email that I didn't see until it was too late. But it said, we just need Anne in like italics.
Yeah, I think they would hate you, though, if you won and everyone figured out you're from Pittsburgh.
I'm not going to win.
Which you're not in it even.
Yeah, I did it last year. It's a good experience. I think you'll do. I'll talk to you about it later.
Yeah,
it's
probably.
Fun.
I'm looking forward to doing it.
I'm looking forward to hearing about it. We'll have you on after you're done.
Fail.
Do you do like, hey, fucking cheese steak?
Yeah, dude.
What are they talking about? Chopped cheese? It's a cheese steak. Everybody starts clapping.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
This guy's good.
I think orange soda is delicious.
Fuck yeah. Dude, this guy's funny. This guy's funny.
I don't think that's a Philly thing.
So come see me never. I have
this
no spots coming up.
Ben
and
Frank.
Come see you at the Philadelphia.
What's your
imposter
date?
Philly's Funniest. July 3rd.
I'll be there.
7:30.
If you do actually see him, make sure you let people know he's from Pittsburgh so that they hate him.
If you're coming, let me know and I get 10 free tickets.
Heyo.
They'll give you more.
Will they?
If you have 10 friends.
We'll talk later.
That's true.
If anybody wants to do it, you can still take my spot. All right.
Say unless you got something else.
No, I don't.
Say goodbye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
864 in the bag, baby. I feel like we had a couple of good riffs in that one. I especially like the one where toads are bigots. Ribbit. Big. I liked it. Let's see. Oh, we do have a featured artist today. Now, this is the original, I guess, version. Okay, we'll just start it up and we'll talk over it, right? So, this version of the song, 4 minutes 24 seconds. Now, when I hear Lana Del Rey, I hear her sped up and put to techno. You know what I mean? But I don't really like techno. So anyway, we're playing the original, guys. This is off of her 2012 album, Born to Die. It's Lana Del Rey, the song, Summertime Sadness. I Yinz Rent Fun Noodles?